We've discovered that the outsourcing of just 5.5% of blood tests from Letterkenny University Hospital has been costing 1.2 million euro a year. And the HSE have also confirmed that if they were to do that in-house, it would have cost just over 100,000 euro. All that is required to save that money is an extension to the current building. If they could do that, they could do that in-house and save over 1 million euro a year, 1 million euro that could be used elsewhere within our health service. If you think of the doctors, the nurses, the frontline staff, and care that is so badly required within the health system in Donegal, I just think it's crazy wastage of public funding.
Have we been able to... for sure. Have we been able to find out at all what the delay is in seeking an extension or increasing testing capacity locally?
All that's been confirmed to us through this parliamentary question is that a form has been completed and it's been sent to the capital and estates section of the HSE, and it seems at that point it hasn't been approved. And they've confirmed that they've been aware of this for a number of years, and it's just sat there mothballing as far as I can see. So through your own show, I'd be appealing now to the HSE, please release this money, save the taxpayer money and invest this 1 million euro a year much more wisely, where it's so badly needed.
Yeah, and you talked about sort of planning as well. This hasn't been thrust upon us. We have seen an increase in demand on the lab. So, you know, we perhaps should be planning more, especially when, you know, the taxpayers' money's on the table.
Absolutely. Since 2019, there was just under 4 million blood tests a year in Letterkenny Hospital. By 2024, that increased to over 7 million. So it was an increase of 78%. If that continues to increase, then the outsourcing will be further required. And again, there'll be more public money be invested into a private company. So we know it's there. We've known for years. But at this moment in time, I think now that it's public knowledge, I would hope that the pressure is on the HSE to act accordingly and just extend the pathology lab in Letterkenny University Hospital. Like, it
would make you wonder what it must be like to work in there too, if they're so oversubscribed that the overwhelming majority are being sent out. The current resources and the current staff must be just at 110% the whole time.
Yeah, and they've been working to 2 a.m. in the morning. Even in the departmental question response, it references staff burnout. So it's really unfair on our staff. And it's really unfair, particularly when we know the solution. We just know we need an extension in that building. It's there in front of our face. Look, it's not something we're trying to figure out. We know it's there. So we just need to front load the investment, extend the pathology lab, save this money and look after our staff who are on the front line.
Yeah, because we had obviously the recent controversy over the surgical hub, etc. This is sort of in-house, isn't it? You know, this is not the same thing we're talking about here. This is about a facility that obviously has not grown to match the demand. You know, there are funds within the HSE and systems and what have you that should be, or if they haven't already, should be tapped into to make this a lab that's fit for demand.
Absolutely. It's all there. Everything's been completed. The form's been completed, sent to capital and estates. So we know the solution. We know what's required. We know that it'll save a 1 million euro a year. We just need to release the money to do so.
Right,
it's just it's obvious.
We'll make inquiries to the HSE to see the status of that application and how favourably they're looking at it.